We turn now to the story of what a French priest has learned about a particular group of survivors of the Holocaust. And a warning, you may find graphic portions of this next story disturbing. Some experts say up to a third of all Holocaust victims were executed not in camps, but shot by German troops during the invasion of Russia. And one man, Father Patrick Desbois, has spent years searching for mass graves and recording the memories of elderly witnesses. His work has led to an exhibition in Paris, and Eleanor Beardsley has this report.
In 1942, the witnesses of the mass slaughter of more than a million Jews were terrified children and teenagers. Today, they're mostly in their late 70s and 80s, living in rural poverty in villages across Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus. For the last 5 years, Father Patrick Desbois and his 9-person team, which includes translators, a filmmaker, and a ballistics expert, have sought these witnesses out to listen to their stories.
These people, they want to speak before to die. You know, one wife, she told me, all my life I dreamt to find somebody to say what I saw, because she was forced to walk on the corpse between every shooting to make space in the mass grave, and it was the first time she was saying that in public.
During the Soviet era, talk of the Holocaust was taboo. Officially, people were killed by the Nazis because they were Soviet citizens, not because they were Jews. Desbois has interviewed more than 1,000 eyewitnesses. He cross-references their testimony with Soviet and German archives to find out how the Jews were killed and where they are buried. He has located hundreds of previously unknown mass graves. Off a busy Paris Avenue lies Father Desbois' association, Yahud in Unum, the Hebrew and Latin words for together. It is here that Desbois keeps all the interviews and evidence he has collected over the last 5 years. Visitors to his Holocaust by Bullets Resource Center can now watch recorded testimony. Father Desbois plays a video interview with a man called Mikola, who as a 10-year-old boy hid with his friends and watched the SS kill all the Jews in his Ukrainian village. To protect the witnesses, Desbois doesn't release their last names.
They brought the Jews over from the ghetto in a truck. They pushed them out and manhandled them. They were naked. They were forced to line up with the rabbi at the head of the line. And then the SS just started mowing them down with machine guns.
Mikola, who is speaking at the site of the killings, says they continued for 4 or 5 days, and non-Jewish villagers were forced to shovel dirt onto the mass graves.
For 2 weeks, those pits moved. They had thrown people in, still half alive. They grabbed the children by their arms and hurled them into the grave alive.
Desbois' grandfather was held prisoner of war by the Germans in Ukraine and told Desbois about the murder of thousands of Jews in the town. Desbois went to the site but found nobody could tell him where the bodies were buried, so he decided to search for himself. Desbois says he is driven by the desire to do a final kindness to the victims. He says these Jews have suffered a double injustice because their murders are still shrouded in darkness.
All these Jews have been shot one by one. It was a personal murder. We would like all these mass graves to be recognized as human tombs because the Jews and the Gypsies have been killed like animals and buried like animals, and we cannot build a modern world above hundreds and hundreds of mass graves. Otherwise, it's a great sin. We cannot speak about the Holocaust and not bury the victims.
Desbois admits his mission is psychologically grueling, but he says there is an urgency to it. There is only a small window left to gather the remaining testimony, as the witnesses won't live much longer. Desbois says he won't stop until he has talked to each witness and found every mass grave. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Thank you.